Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Thursday, June 19, 2025.
G7 Summit 2025 Wrap-Up. The G7 Summit wrapped up on June 18, 2025 in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, bringing together leaders from Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, the United Kingdom, and the United States, along with representatives from the European Union. They tackled urgent global issues like the safe use of artificial intelligence and advancements in quantum technology, while also addressing the growing threat of wildfires. However, the summit ended without a joint statement, reflecting significant disagreements among the leaders. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney emphasized the need for open dialogue in these challenging times. Support for Ukraine was a major focus, with Prime Minister Carney announcing new Canadian aid for Ukraine's defense and additional sanctions against Russia. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky participated, making the discussion on Ukraine even more relevant. Meanwhile, hundreds of protesters gathered in downtown Calgary and Banff, calling for action on various international issues. Looking ahead, the next G7 summit is set to take place in Evian, France.
China's new star market initiative. In a bold move to reshape its tech landscape, the China Securities Regulatory Commission has launched a new segment on the star market in Shanghai, targeting early-stage companies. This initiative is designed to support innovation and strengthen technology-driven firms amid growing trade conflicts with the United States. Chairman Wu Qing emphasized the need for strong backing for both large tech companies and emerging startups. The new segment will focus on firms that show significant advancements and substantial funding for innovation. This strategy aligns with China's goal to enhance its technological capabilities and reduce reliance on foreign technology, potentially igniting a wave of innovation in the industry.
Bank of Korea's stance on won-based stablecoins. Ri Chongyong, the governor of the Bank of Korea, recently discussed the potential launch of won-based stablecoins in South Korea. He acknowledges the benefits but raises concerns about managing capital flows and the impact on monetary policy. This conversation aligns with President Lee Jae-myung's commitment to allow companies to issue these stablecoins, fulfilling a key election promise. The ruling Democratic Party is proposing the Digital Asset Basic Act to establish guidelines for this initiative. Ri noted that while won-based stablecoins could simplify trading with dollar stablecoins, they might complicate foreign exchange management for the Bank of Korea. As skepticism about cryptocurrencies increases globally, how South Korea regulates stablecoins could significantly influence its economy and financial future.
UK inflation update amid rising energy prices. British inflation has dropped to 3.4% for May, according to the UK's Statistics Office, matching the Bank of England's predictions. The central bank is expected to keep interest rates at 4.25% as it assesses the impact of rising energy prices, which have jumped about 14% recently due to conflicts in the Middle East. In April, inflation was slightly higher at 3.5%, influenced by these energy costs, while March saw a lower rate of 2.6%. The bank's core inflation measure, which excludes food and energy prices, has fallen below 4% for the first time since February 2022, suggesting a potential stabilization in inflation expectations. However, ongoing tensions between Israel and Iran are raising concerns about energy supply disruptions, complicating the UK's economic landscape. Balancing inflation and interest rates while facing external pressures remains a tricky challenge for policymakers.
Highlights from the 28th St. Petersburg International Economic Forum. The 28th St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, or SPIEF, began on June 18, 2025, in St. Petersburg, Russia, attracting representatives from over 100 countries. This year's theme, Shared Values, the Foundation of Growth in a Multipolar World, emphasizes the importance of international collaboration. With more than 150 events, including panel discussions and televised debates, the forum covers essential topics like technology, education, and healthcare. A key moment will be a plenary session on Friday, featuring Russian President Vladimir Putin delivering a main speech that highlights Russia's commitment to independent development and partnerships, especially within the BRICS group. Since its start in 1997, SBIF has been a vital platform for addressing global economic challenges and fostering meaningful dialogue.
Ishiba's trade challenge at the G7 summit. Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba attended the G7 summit in Kananaskis, Canada, on June 18, 2025, hoping to win over U.S. President Donald Trump to ease tariffs that threaten Japan's economy. Unfortunately, their brief meeting revealed big differences in their views, leading to little progress. The 25% tariff on imported cars poses serious challenges for Japan's auto industry, which employs nearly 10% of the workforce and accounts for 20% of exports. With Japan's exports falling for the first time in 8 months, concerns about the fragile economy are rising. Major automakers like Toyota and Honda are feeling the pinch, with Toyota estimating a loss of $1.34 billion and Honda expecting a hit of about $4.5 billion. While Ishiba's government seeks total exemption from tariffs, negotiators are quietly aiming for a reduction to around 10%. A recent trade deal between the U.S. and Britain, which allows a lower tariff on a quota of cars, could serve as a model for Japan. However, just days before Ishiba's arrival, it became clear that Washington was unwilling to budge. Analysts warned that raising expectations too high could jeopardize Ishiba's political future ahead of a tough election next month.
China's Digital Yuan Initiative. On June 18, 2025, in Shanghai, Pan Gongsheng, the governor of the People's Bank of China, revealed exciting plans to expand the global use of the digital yuan, or ECNY, at the Lijiazui Forum. This initiative aims to create a diverse global currency system, reducing our reliance on the U.S. dollar. Pan highlighted the need for a more balanced international monetary system, especially as interest in alternative currencies grows amid trade tensions. In a significant move, six foreign banks, including Standard Bank and First Abu Dhabi Bank, agreed to use China's payment system for international transactions, known as CIPS, further strengthening the yuan's role in global trade. Pan also pointed out the weaknesses in traditional payment systems, which can be politicized and disrupt economic stability. Zhu Huxin, head of the State Administration of Foreign Exchange, assured that China would keep the yuan's exchange rate stable, while Li Yunza, director of the National Financial Regulatory Administration, confirmed that China will continue to welcome foreign investors. This push for the digital yuan reflects China's ambition to enhance its influence in the global economy.
Texas Instruments' major investment in U.S. semiconductor manufacturing. Texas Instruments is set to invest over $60 billion to transform semiconductor manufacturing in the United States. This bold move aims to boost domestic production of essential components for smartphones, cars, and medical devices. The investment responds to growing pressure from the U.S. government to bring the semiconductor supply chain back home, especially after recent global disruptions. In December 2024, the Biden administration approved a $1.61 billion subsidy to help Texas Instruments build three new manufacturing facilities, part of the larger CHIPS and Science Act, which allocates $52.7 billion to strengthen U.S. semiconductor capabilities. The company plans to expand seven chipmaking sites in Texas and Utah, including two new facilities in Sherman, creating around 60,000 jobs. This investment marks the largest commitment to semiconductor manufacturing in U.S. history and aligns with similar expansion from companies like Micron Technology, which recently announced a $30 billion increase in its U.S. investments. Analysts see these developments as a strategic response to rising competition from Chinese chipmakers and previous threats from Donald Trump regarding tariffs on semiconductor imports.
Rwanda and DRC peace agreement. On June 18, 2025, teams from Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo, known as the DRC, initialed a draft peace agreement to end the ongoing conflict in eastern Congo. This agreement, supported by the United States, builds on earlier discussions from former President Donald Trump's administration and is set to be signed on June 27, 2025. The agreement tackles crucial issues like territorial integrity and the disarmament of non-state armed groups. Its importance is highlighted by the tragic history of the 1994 Rwandan genocide, which claimed around 1 million lives and left lasting ethnic tensions. The DRC is rich in natural resources such as tantalum, gold, cobalt, copper, and lithium, offering potential for significant Western investment if the agreement succeeds. Additionally, it proposes a joint security mechanism to enhance cooperation between the two nations in addressing security challenges. This renewed commitment to peace brings hope for stability in a region that has faced many setbacks.
Supreme Court upholds Tennessee law on transgender care. The U.S. Supreme Court has supported a Tennessee law that prohibits gender-affirming care for transgender minors, sending shockwaves through the transgender community. This decision, made by a 6-3 vote, was largely backed by conservative justices and concluded that the law does not violate the 14th Amendment's promise of equal protection. The law, enacted in 2023, bans medical treatments like puberty blockers and hormone therapy for youth experiencing gender dysphoria, pushing them to accept their biological sex. Medical professionals who violate this law may face legal actions and fines. This ruling reinforces a previous court's decision and could lead to more restrictions on healthcare access for transgender minors, impacting their mental and physical well-being. It may also inspire similar laws in other states, further shaping the future of transgender rights across the nation.
Cyberattack on British researcher Keir Giles. On June 18, 2025, British researcher Keir Giles became the target of a high-stakes cyberattack by suspected Russian hackers. These attackers impersonated Claudie Weber, a U.S. State Department employee, claiming a meeting required a secure government program. Over nearly 2 weeks, Giles received polished emails that seemed legitimate, causing him to lower his guard. Eventually, he revealed a password that allowed certain apps to access his email. Alphabet's Google later connected this hacking attempt to the Russian government, highlighting a troubling trend of similar incidents. The Russian Foreign Ministry did not respond to inquiries. Experts pointed out that the smoothness of the hackers' messages indicated advanced techniques, marking a shift from typical phishing scams. This incident underscores the ongoing threat of government-backed hacking and the urgent need for stronger cybersecurity measures.
Nippon Steel's bold move in the U.S. steel market. Nippon Steel Corporation is shaking up the steel industry with its recent purchase of U.S. Steel for $14.9 billion. Announced by CEO Eiji Hashimoto, this strategic acquisition comes as the U.S. government imposes high tariffs on imported steel. The deal, finalized on June 18, 2025, includes a special agreement that allows the U.S. president to appoint a board member and maintain extra control over the company. This level of oversight highlights the growing scrutiny of foreign investments in critical industries. Nippon Steel's move could reshape the U.S. steel market, affecting prices and competition in construction and automotive sectors. As the landscape of international trade evolves, this acquisition marks a pivotal moment for the future of steel.
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.